The pressure inside of them is too much. And there is a feeling. I see one of them now, approaching. The testicles are truly flooded. The scent of the lilies, their lust in the air, the pollen of this place aiding them. The body language is simple and interesting. The stallions approach, their testicles bouncing, their penises visibly having difficulty resisting the urge to climax. For all, it is impossible for them to do so. The lilies will kiss the testicles easily, openly, completely, losing themselves in massaging and smooching the balls. And this action, it really does seem to turn them on to a level that they hide even from themselves. I love when both sides are lost in the experience. The semen inside of those testes is enough to make the balls themselves taut and tortured. And then a kiss happens. Now, a simple kiss, just the lips, no tongue. That might as well be a hello. The entire idea is that a kind of mating dance is going on. The lilies will allow themselves to give in only when they must, only when they are truly overcome. In the meantime, they dole out their saliva gently and rarely, only pressing their tongue past their lips slyly and in secret. The etiquette is one of the tragedies of the commons. If a lily gives in, the rest will be drawn in, and all will fall to their ardor. Accordingly, when they know the game with their mates will end, they're careful not to end it too early. They kiss lightly. They touch with their tongues on the sly. None of them would admit it to one another. When they use their tongues, it is sparingly, but it is an inevitable part of the journey of the stallions and of the women ministering to those lengths. You see, when one of them surrenders, they all surrender. But a single touch of their saliva is so soothing, relaxing enough to cause the balls to relax. The seminal vessels inside are momentarily at ease, at peace, and as a result, the lilies have a way to provoke. It's a fascinating substance. The saliva will relax the testicles, but it also increases seminal release until the testes are full and toned once more shortly afterward. It's strange to see how they treat the testes and the penis so differently. I do theorize that because the testicles carry a thick load of the substance they both crave and understand will lead to their impregnation, they can't quite resist them. On the other hand, the penis is more explicit, and touching it in any way is considered a closeness between the two parties. When one of the lilies licks the underside, or works herself against the penile shaft, especially with her tongue rather than just her lips, she's praising her counterparty more and more. This indicates closeness with the penis's owner, to a point of completeness based on how far from the testes the kiss is. Kisses with tongue leave shining impressions, and one or another of them may tease her fellows. If the penis they were kissing has come away with shining impressions and saliva on it, showing that it was kissed with tongue. Too much of this, on the balls or on the shaft, and the penis will spurt, releasing a truly immense cargo. But that would be against the spirit of the game, so it must be prevented. They pop their mouths loudly off the penis, off the testes, causing a large amount of seed to form inside, and leaving a mark big enough that the tone and pressure becomes considerable. Oh, I see one of the stallions is pressing his penis against one of them against their lips. Ah, that's too much. The game is over for today. When a lily falls, she gets teased, at least at first. There are far more lilies than the number of muscled studs walking around with huge cocks and testes full of seed, so some are more willing than others to fall. They hide, switching places from day to day, and the stallions end up finding willing partners, seducing them. Upon the fall, the game ends for the day, and later everyone begins again. Someday, ravishment will happen. Those testes are so full, so firm, toned, and the sperm inside, if it were released, even one sperm would be enough. The entry into a lily will be enough to impregnate, to fill, to bring about the fall, instantly. There is far more, far much more than the small amount needed to do the job.